fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy weekend, Jethro listeners and all the rest of our affiliates. We appreciate you tuning in each and every Saturday. This is Deer Camp weekend. We're recording the show early because Barbecue Bob is headed north to Whippleton and going to be up there shaking up the trees. But I'm Jop and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
That's good. Whippleton, I like that. Yeah, headed up to, I think I'm in Newaygo County. Barely. I'm like on the convergence of Lake Newaygo and Mecosta counties.
Yeah, right.
So I'm
bastion of huge economic development.
It is. There, right? It is. Yeah. It's a value right now.
Right.
Soon to get better.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So can't wait. Thanks for coming in and listening to us or wherever you are. But really, thanks to Jop for coming in early and recording this with me because I'm itching.
Yeah.
As soon as I get out of here, I'm going home. My wife's got things for me to do, and she's going to have such a sad look when I tell her what's really going to happen.
Yeah, well, I doubt it, but she'll get over it. She's seen this happen before.
Yeah.
I can't believe she doesn't expect it, right?
Well,
I mean,
she does,
every
but
year.
She's you know, it's the same. You know,
right.
She's a good girl, and she does better without me than
right.
with me, and you can understand that.
I can. Yeah.
She's got a... Our daughter, Emily, I guess I can tell now, she's been working on a project with the Food Network. She does the show Chopped.
Yep.
She's the makeup artist, and she's now friends with all of them, and they're having a...
The Choppers?
Yeah.
That was a fraternity at Ferris when I was up there, the Choppers.
Reel it back in.
Yeah.
So they're... She's memory lane. Anyway, they get done recording. They've been working... She's been out there for 3 months in New York, and... I guess at a season they record all at once.
Yeah.
And like in December, it's done and they have a party to celebrate it all. And she is flying my bride out there to party with them.
Oh, there you go.
Of course.
Yeah, you didn't get that invite, right?
No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We don't need a Trumpster out there.
Yeah, that and a guy that actually knows a little bit about cooking. You don't want to be putting him in the middle of these celebrity cooks, right? Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Right, yeah. But I noticed you do have the collar pop today. So,
oh, that's just because I took my keychain off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was a new trend in what was going on in Bob's deer camp world.
No.
Just getting prepped.
No,
right?
I don't have any gator camo either.
Yeah.
Izod camo.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, right. There you go. Could be a thing.
But my mule is at deer camp, camoed and ready to go. It's
chained to a tree?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's staged and ready, and gosh, I can't wait. I got so much good stuff going on. I haven't been up there in a couple weeks, so the deer are all settled down, and they're not getting harassed.
Right.
At least on our property.
Well, yeah, you don't know who else has been in there, but there's always that.
No, right? It's kind of hard to get in there, and all the cousins, there's like 400 acres there, and they're all getting older, and hardly any of them are even going up.
Right.
And the guys across the street are all – everybody's getting old.
Well, yes, we are. That's the way that works. But
so I thought we always do steak. We do backstrap to death. I don't want to talk about any of that. But here's one thing a lot of guys end up with, and I think maybe Conrad might understand this part because this is kind of right up your alley. Don't we all just love burger?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so easy.
Yep.
So when you do a deer, very often you'll get a bunch of venison. If you're smart, you'll get a bunch of burger because you don't want to throw away all those little pieces that don't look so attractive as a steak. But you grind them up and you throw a little beef fat in with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend, you know, if you do, I don't know, I buy my own cows. I always get these big packs of suet. I recommend beef fat for venison versus pork. There's something wrong when you mix pork with venison. It just, I don't know.
Yeah. So the beef is better. Just gives it a little bit different flavor. And you know, you can get scientific about mixing that in, or you can just go by the look. You know, the fat is flavor, which is part of, not that venison doesn't have its own flavor. It certainly does. but the fat adds moisture, and it's kind of savory a little bit. And so you put that in there and mix it in, and it does two things. Adds a different flavor profile, but it also adds the moisture so that you're not eating hockey pucks when you cook it up, right? So the combination of that and ground in with it, not just a slab of it on the top, but right. You got to grind it in and make it part of the mixture.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And the same thing is if you're going to do a combo for, like if you're making, let's say, meatballs, and you want to do veal and pork or pork and venison or pork and beef, any of that, cut your meat up into chunks and mix it before you throw it in the grinder.
Yeah. Yep.
And I would take it a step further and say even throw your seasoning in there and mix the seasoning with it and grind that all together.
Yeah. That's how a lot of sausages are made, is the seasonings are mixed right in with the meat.
And you run it through one time and then be very careful with it as you're forming your meatballs and stuff so they don't end up like leather. But we're going to talk about just doing burgers. We're going to talk about tacos, which who doesn't love tacos?
Yep.
I think that's the
very
only...
Very popular food.
Yeah, and as I buy equipment for the takeout and I go into all these places, the people buying restaurant equipment, and Conrad just mentioned, you know, several are closing. I'll tell you ones that aren't closing, Mexican.
Right.
Because the taco is the rule. Yeah. Everybody wants tacos.
Well, and they're affordable, too.
So we're going to talk venison tacos.
Okay.
And we're going to do meatloaf, and we got all kinds of stuff planned here to use your venison, ground venison
with.
Yeah,
well, let me take a little diversion, because on Wednesday morning, I got a phone call and was asked to go to a public hunting area. It's called Rose Lake. It's over by Bath, Michigan, north and east of Lansing. And the DNR, there's a field office there. And there's about 600 acres of grass and woods that are all public hunting over there. And I was unaware of this, but the buddy that called, the DNR has been planting 120 pheasant in that field twice a week for the last 4 weeks.
Why?
So that you can hunt them. And it's a hunter program. You buy a $25 tag, and you go there, and you can hunt them. And, you know, the pheasant population is down, always has been for the last 15, 20 years.
So why don't you just plant them and not hunt them?
Well, because the idea is
to let them have sex, Conrad.
No, the thing is,
don't
though,
drag
honestly,
me into this.
If you do that, the predators will take half of them within a week. They don't, they're pen raised.
Well, you got to feed the predators.
Right, yep. Exactly. So you got an answer.
DNR brought them in, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, these are coyotes.
Feed the wolves.
But anyway, had a lot of fun. Shot our limit of birds and had a good time over there. But it was just unique that they're doing it. The pheasant season stops the day before the deer season, and then it picks up again in the month of December, and they're going to be doing it again. So I just thought it was a really cool resource. You got a hunting dog, a bird dog.
So you shot some pheasant?
Yeah, right.
How many?
Four. Well, you can get two a guy.
What'd you do with them?
They're home in the freezer right now. But yeah, so
what do you got planned for those pheasants?
We're gonna cook them. Yeah, but that's not what the show's about. But I just wanted everybody to know that this program is out there, because I've been a bird hunter my whole life and I didn't know it was out there. And so we had a nice workout with.
No, it's usually private when they do that. I mean, it's, you know. Like,
yeah, you're at a club.
Tails of Wagon and places we've been
right.
Like that.
That's why it's different. This is a public program, and you had to buy, a $25 permit to get access to it. But
that's nothing.
There was probably, 40 guys out there when we were there
on a
Wednesday morning, at daybreak.
Wow.
So it's popular. It's pretty cool. But anyway, something to do if you've got a bird dog, because indigenous birds aren't really that plentiful around here. You can find them, but you got to know right where.
Yeah, it must have sounded like it does where I bow hunt, when the ducks are taking off in the morning, because it's boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, well, yeah, there was quite a bit of shooting. It was fun. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to dive into some venison recipes. If it's ground, it's down.
Yeah. So we're going to also cover stroganoff. Who doesn't love stroganoff?
Come on. I don't usually do that with ground meat.
I know.
We're going to hear your recipe.
I know, but you know what? I'm sorry. I had to write this show under duress because I'm more worried about I'm picking up my cot when I leave here.
Oh, and just make sure no water drips on it, because your sleeping bag will freeze to it.
So I had to make this show based on everything I love.
All right. Bob's off to deer camp. Stick with us. We'll be back.